2237.
Welcome to the Super Bowl edition of America Tonight. Are you going to be out there watching the game with your posse, hanging out, counting the squares and seeing if they add up in your favor? Coming up in this hour of the show, of course, we'll talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, but also the big showdown on the Hill as all that confirmation nonsense continues. I think the toughest one yet is the former Senator Chuck Hagel, who really was stumbling. I watched a chunk of this, and he seemed so unprepared. It was like he had gone through 4 years of college, and all he had to do was pass one more test, but he couldn't remember any of the answers. So Obama's choice for defense secretary, not looking too good. I took a little snippet of one of the exchanges. This is Hagel and Senator John McCain.
Were you correct or incorrect when you said that the surge would be the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in this country since Vietnam? Were you correct or incorrect? Yes or no?
My reference to the surge being the most dangerous.
Senator Hagel, the question is, were you right or wrong? That's a pretty straightforward question.
Well,
I would like to answer whether you're right or wrong, and then you are free to elaborate.
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer on
well,
a lot of things
show that
today.
You refuse to answer that question. Now, please go ahead.
Yeah, please go ahead. So Hagel was confused, and then he didn't know when to jump in. So suddenly he was silenced. McCain's gotten really good at that. He gets, especially since he was drilled when he was running for president two times around, he gets the cutoff move, and he was quick to cut off, as you heard there, Hagel, many, many times. So, you know, look, he stood up to some of the criticism, and he certainly embraced the president when he was asked about it many, many times. But the conservatives are just crucifying him. And, you know, this is a guy who was a decorated Vietnam vet. He told the Senate Armed Service Committee that he supported Obama's policies on ending the ops in Afghanistan next year and preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. But see, people are really foggy on him and Iran, and that's the problem. And that's where he really stumbled, because he started to concede towards the end of 7 hours of testimony, seriously, like being waterboarded. And for 7 hours, he was grilled, and then he just was collapsing at the end. That's what my reference to going all the way through school and not being able to finally pass the test. So when it got hot on the Middle East and some of those sanctions against Iran, he really had no good response to it. A couple of times he said, what I meant to say, should have said, it is recognizable, it's been recognized, is recognized at the United Nations. Most of our allies have embassies there. That is what I should have said, and thank you. Because he was talking about Iran as a legitimate state. So Kristen Gillibrand from New York suggested that he meant to say it was recognized government. Iran is the thing that he's going to trip on. And the reason why, I think there's a great chance that he doesn't get confirmed. I mean, he did get endorsements from some of the old guard, like Senator Sam Nunn, a conservative Democrat from Georgia, and Senator John Warner, a conservative Republican from Virginia. And so that they were key pickups, but that's it. You know, other than that and a few here and there, he really, really, really is kind of teetering. He's teetering on whether or not he's going to get through this process. But this is, we knew this storyline, didn't we? We said Kerry would sail through. He did. Only three said no. And we knew that he would have a tough time, Hagel would, even though he wears the R on his chest. There's some confusion about how he feels about the Middle East. Sad to tell you, right at the top of this show, unfortunately, there's been another shooting. Yeah. You know, now I have an alert on my phone, and it tells me immediately. Somebody tells me, sends me a thing when there's been any kind of a shooting in the country. I mean, other than whether it's a robbery or something like that, but if it's a school or an office or whatever. And so here we go. We have a student shot at an Atlanta middle school. I mean, it's all of a sudden our radar up when it comes to these awful incidents of somebody losing control, going into an office building in a law firm, shooting one person and killing them, injuring two others. And then here we go, the next couple of days, another incident, this time at a middle school. And we're just so raw, especially when it comes to schools. I mean, any of these, what I call sacred cows or bubble places where you should be able to go and not worry about somebody shooting you, school has to be number one on the list, because you're talking about kids, for goodness sake. So you had a 14-year-old who was shot, and with a wound to the head outside of the school. He was conscious, that's the good news, when he was going to the hospital. His mother heard that right away and was a little bit relieved, but anything to the head. He had another middle school student in custody. Nobody else was hurt in this one, that's the good news. And it happened late in the day, almost when they were getting out of school, right before 2 o'clock. So an off-duty Atlanta cop working as a school resource officer disarmed, this is the good news, disarmed and apprehended the kid right after the shooting. And we keep talking about, what if you had a cop? What if someone was by there? What would happen? So the kid knew the guy, and there must have been, they said there was some smack talking between them. So once the kid who had a gun decided, yeah, I'm not up for this anymore. No more trash talking. Boom, he pulls out the gun and fires. I mean, really, this is ridiculous. So the victim is a good kid, according to everybody. They couldn't understand what the deal was, and neither the victim or the suspect had ever been bullied. So the big theory that everybody's saying about, well, it's always these kids that are bullied, it's not that case this time around. The school gets locked down. The police have a tactical team sweep for threats, and they account for the administrators and the students and the faculty. The parents were upset. There wasn't any communication while they were waiting for their kids. All too familiar when you think about Newtown, Connecticut, and the people, the parents waiting in a fire station to find out if their kids were harmed or not. Right before 5 o'clock, the students got onto buses. We're back there with their families at a church a couple of blocks away from the school because they locked the school down. And this school, Price Middle School is the name of it, had about 400 kids, has metal detectors at the door, the whole thing. So how did the kid get the gun? How was he able to carry the gun in through the school? So you can just imagine now the tallying up that's going on when it comes to schools especially. Oh, it couldn't get any worse than that. It couldn't. And it's just more of that push for, I think you really have to have an armed guard in every single school. What do you think? I mean, there's the solution. I agree with it. If you don't have the armed guard, at least that cop was able to get the kid down. Nobody else was hurt, and it looks like the other kid's going to be okay. I'm going to throw out the numbers right at the top. Then we got some more odds and ends to get to. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the weekend edition. Oh, yeah. It's the week. As soon as you, I even sniff Friday, it's the weekend. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you're a parent or you were a parent of younger children who are now grown, honestly, are you breathing a sigh of relief that your kids didn't have to go through this? You're not sitting down explaining to them about the possibilities of somebody, you know, coming after them in a school or another kid maybe having a gun or something related to guns that could happen. What did we worry about? We worried about hot dog day. Could we get out early? Oh, it was movie month, so we got a chance to see a movie, and we didn't have to have geometry that day. You know, we worried about now seemingly nothing, regular school kid stuff. If you were going to look okay when you played kickball and it was the boys and the girls and you would at least decently have a shot at the ball going over somebody's head at second base, none of this kind of stuff. And it's too bad, and it's going to be used to ratchet up the rhetoric on guns. I've said this many, many times, much to the chagrin of I think a lot of people in my family, in the East anyway, I am pro-Second Amendment. And the reason, just in a nutshell, if you've never listened to the show, is because I don't think we want to take away constitutional rights. It's a slippery slope. And whether I want to have guns in my house, or my brother wants to have guns in his house, which he doesn't, or the guy next door to me wants to have guns in his house and wants to protect his family that way, I think that's your right. And taking them away doesn't do anything to get them out of the hands of the people who will get them anyway, you know, the criminals. And, you know, I see people cringe when other people say that, like, oh, yeah, it's not the metal that does the damage, it's not the criminals, but it is. I can point to so many studies. We've done it a zillion times on the show. So, you know, there are things I think we need to do. I think we have not done due diligence on the situations in schools when it comes to kids being outcasts and how they go through the system and they move through. And then you see ultimately the antisocial kid that is spawned off of that as they get into the later years. And that's been some of the problems in a few of the cases. If it's kids, we have to look at that. If there is a way to find those children and get to them when they're younger and to help them, to develop them into the kind of person that's not going to be a sociopath, which is a big, tall order, by the way. But I don't think it's completely impossible. I don't think it's completely impossible. And at least tweak the universal background checks to really make it a priority to have the records in order and to make sure anybody who is taking all kinds of drugs and has a mental health record is not getting the guns going into the gun stores. Because if you look at the history, some of that is what's happening. Every situation's different. Like Adam Lanza, his mother had the guns. She had massive problems with her kid. Why she would have guns near him, I don't understand that. But did she think that he was going to do that? Certainly not. That she was going to be killed and that he would go to the school? No. But wouldn't it have been great if she didn't have him near him, where he knew how to get to them, where he had access to them? So smarter moves on the people who own guns, too. You know, responsible gun ownership. And I know there's people that chuckle at that, but there is such a thing as responsible gun ownership. Because I know a lot of people on both sides of this, related to me and people that are friends. And they're very passionate about it. It's the one thing I can say for sure. There's no on the fence on this issue. I mean, you're either saying, okay, you cannot allow this to happen, because if we have more laws, it's not going to really work. So why are we going down this path? Or you say, no, any so-called assault-type weapons, which is really a mislabeled use of the term, but we'll just go with that. Something with high-capacity mags that can boom, 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 shoot off a ton of bullets. Okay, so if you're saying, let's get rid of that, because, see, that'll make the difference. But then you go back and you look at the assault ban, and you look at the numbers, and there isn't the difference. There isn't. The numbers for that aren't there. But if you say, listen, if we can do this, I think we can prevent this mass shooting or mass attack in a movie theater, in an elementary school, in a mall. If really you believe that, then that's your opinion and you're entitled to it. But I think the statistics just don't support it. Just don't support it. And the bottom line is, I do not believe we're going to see any of those weapons banned. I don't think we're going to see that happen. There's a push for it, but I don't think we're going to see it happen. For better checks to actually follow through on the laws that are there, because everybody, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, an independent, whatever, everybody realizes that the system is broke when it comes to the background checks. Yes, the paperwork is submitted, but then the records aren't there, and oh, they couldn't check them, and they didn't get the mental health records, and whoops. That's how Cho slipped through the system at Virginia Tech. Well, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. You know, if you had a slip once in a while, that's one thing. But when something like 50% of the time it's not accurate, it's not happening. That's where, that's the first place you can start, because most people are going to agree. Most people are going to agree at least on that point. I don't want to go off on a wild tangent here because there's other things I want to make sure that I get to, including the fact that we're seeing now more parts of the affordable health care program in the United States than the law are starting to be meted out, affordable care. And there's a big families first get-together every year in Washington, and you get to see all kinds of points of view on what's working, what is going to happen, what didn't happen before, whether you're older or younger or pre-existing conditions or that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk to a guy, Matt Noyes. He's with Healthcare for All, and it's out of Massachusetts. And he's going to talk about how healthcare in Massachusetts rocks. And that, you know, that was Romney. As much as he didn't want any comparisons, he's getting credit for it in Massachusetts. And Matt Noyes answers the questions, knocks it down. Okay, here's what's working. This is what's happening in Massachusetts, including the one thing that they have that I really love that would be great for anybody. Think about it right now. If you go into your pocket, you pick out your insurance card. I think mine's blue. Look, I don't even know. Mine's Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I get a thick binder that comes in the mail, and I can't tell you everything about the healthcare coverage, but this Healthcare for All in Massachusetts is great because they field like 40,000 phone calls a year from people who just don't get what their health care is. What does the card say? What, you know, are they covering this, or why am I getting a bill for this? Wouldn't it be great if they have a helpline for all this other stuff where they send you across the sea when you have a problem with your computer and, you know, you're trying to figure it out. But you really, a lot of times with your health care, it's tough to get to the bottom of it. So we're going to have that conversation with Matt in a couple of minutes here on America Tonight. And then we're going to swing back in the final segment and go through some of those odds and ends that I mentioned, including the fact that the NRA chief is saying, wow, now his son is getting death threats. How crazy is that? What's going on with an ex-mayor of New York City who's fallen ill? Sad story about an ex-gamer snowmobiler who's just a kid. And also a follow-up to a pilot and a plane in Italy and a crazy blast at a Mexican oil company. So much more to come. So stay with us here on America Tonight.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Tonight, we've been talking with so many people out of Washington about health care and the ACA and now the implementation of some of the other parts of the law and what it means for you, what it means for me, what are the misconceptions, what are the things that we hope will happen in the future. Matt Noyes joins us now, and he's been working with Health Care for All for the last couple of years as the Director of Government Relations. And right before that, he was the lead on the Children's Health Coalition, so he certainly has been steeped in everything that's been going on at the federal and state level. Matt, thanks for popping on our little corner of the world here.
Glad to be here, Kate.
Looking at your position now, Health Care for All, first of all, flush that out for us. Wouldn't we love to have Health Care for All? That's been the whole big battle this whole time, so I love the name of the organization. And as the Director of Government Relations, what was your primary focus the last couple of years?
Sure, Kate. Health Care for All, we're a nonprofit. We've been around since the 80s, actually, focused on health care access for consumers, for patients, the end users of the health care system. And our role in that is, as Massachusetts and as the federal government considers reforms to the healthcare system, we want to make sure that the interests of patients are protected. Everyone has their lobbyists up in the State House, up on Capitol Hill, and the doctors have their lobbyists, the insurance companies have theirs, and we're the people who are standing up on behalf of consumers to make sure that that the system works for us and works for everyone here.
Yeah, what are the biggest issues do you think, because there's so many, but tackling what the problems are for consumers as far as patients being protected, give me a couple of the big ones.
Back in 2006, Massachusetts started to tackle the issue of coverage. Well, we didn't start to tackle it. We really took it to the next level. And under then-Governor Romney, we passed some comprehensive legislation that enrolled almost everyone in Massachusetts in coverage. And we were instrumental as an organization in that, bringing together stakeholders from all over the spectrum. We sat and had folks from the hospitals, from the doctors, the insurance companies, labor, religious organizations, disease groups, all coming together, and we worked hand in hand to come up with what has become known as Romney Care in Massachusetts, and it's been incredibly successful. We have more than 97% of all adults have health insurance in Massachusetts. More than 99% of all kids have health coverage, and no state can really come anywhere close to that. We're really proud of that. The next frontier that we're dealing with right now is the rising healthcare costs for people. What we've seen in Massachusetts is, in addition to high healthcare premiums, which existed before we did health reform, we're seeing a lot of things that the rest of the country is experiencing as well. High out-of-pocket costs for patients, high deductibles, high co-insurance, and high co-pays. And we really want to make sure that consumers can access the healthcare they need. Healthcare access is really about a lot more than just an insurance card. They need to be able to afford the care. They need to be able to get to their care. And that's really what the organization's working on right now.
Yeah, and with an aging population, is that also something that when you look at, you talk about across the board, Massachusetts and what's happened there, but when you look at the future for healthcare in this country, boy, it has to be about getting older, isn't it, with the baby boomers?
It is, and I think that's a credit to the healthcare system, is that a lot of the things right now, people are aging with conditions that might have been much more serious years ago, but as a result, a lot of these things require care for years and years and years. And I know that you have done a lot of research on the HIV epidemic, mm-hmm. particularly in Mexico, and here in America, I think it's a great thing that the HIV epidemic has developed into in a lot of cases. If you have access to care, what has become almost a chronic disease that's very manageable and people can live with. Prior to coming to Healthcare for All, I worked for an HIV organization, and some of the most amazing people I worked with were folks that have lived with HIV for 10, 20 years, and they're still doing really well. But as a result, people have these costs that are associated with these chronic conditions that come into play. And one of the things that we're working on really strongly in Massachusetts is saying, for certain types of conditions, there are medications and treatments that we want to make sure that people have access to, because not only does it make sense for them health-wise, it makes sense financially for the system as a whole to make sure that they access those medications and services, because it prevents more serious conditions from arising. And a prime example of that would be the antiretroviral drugs for people living with HIV. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're working on is legislation and working with the insurance companies to say, you know what, for those types of things, we shouldn't be charging somebody a copay, because we don't want them to think twice about taking their HIV drugs. We don't want somebody with diabetes to be thinking twice about taking their insulin. For a kid with asthma, we don't want a family to have to make a difficult choice whether to buy that kid and their emergency inhaler. We want them to make sure that they're on that medication so that they can live full, productive lives.
Yeah, and how often does that happen? There has to be, in the examples of the chronic conditions that you're bringing up, I mean, how awful is that people are sitting there flipping a coin trying to decide, for lack of a better way to describe it, what to do, and, geez, can I really afford to get this? I mean, people really are sweating it out, aren't they?
Absolutely. And when you talk about these things, these are not luxury items. These are not optional things that people, it's not a matter of cutting back on a cable bill or reducing your cell phone costs. These are things that people need in order to live. And that's the last thing that we should ever do is tell somebody, yeah, you have to choose between food and rent and your medication that you need. It's really, really important for consumers. And we hear it all the time at Healthcare for All from our helpline that people call in on and from our consumer organizers who are out in the field.
Right, that's what people are doing, that they're worried about, how do they do this? They're moving, it's like a shell game, they're moving money around and trying to figure out how to do it. As more things kick in, like that we're seeing with the individual health mandate, and there's still mm-hmm. some confusion on that, do you feel like people who say, man, this is costing too much money. This is killing businesses. This is just awful stuff. Do you feel like once all the kinks are ironed out, some of those people will become converts and think, hey, I just didn't realize what this was?
I think if we can use Massachusetts as a lesson, since we've had our health reform, in that a lot of the federal reform is modeled after. We've had ours now in place, fully implemented since 2007. What we've seen is that it is, on paper, it's much cheaper for employers to drop coverage and to pay a penalty to the state put their employees on the public insurance. But what we've seen in Massachusetts is the employer rate of offering insurance has not gone down. In fact, it's gone up since 2007, even through the recession. People recognize the value in that. And when it comes to the individual mandate, it's a very, very, very small number of people in Massachusetts who pay it, who can afford health insurance, have access to health insurance, but choose not to buy it. It's exceedingly small. And so if the lessons in Massachusetts, if we can look to that to see what will happen nationally, I'm very optimistic about the future of the Affordable Care Act and what will happen.
Yeah, and do you think, because we were talking about a couple of different things with chronic conditions, talking about the older population, and talking about women in Massachusetts, does that help females, too, with some of the problems that they were having, since women are the major caregivers, too, by the way, when people are aging and they're taking care of them?
Absolutely. In Massachusetts, we're really happy that we've had insurance companies can't exclude coverage to somebody for a pre-existing health condition. We want to make sure that men and women are paying the same rate. And the success of Massachusetts is really something that the rest of the country should look at, and not just sort of some of the top-level partisan talking points that come out. Massachusetts, the story of Romney Care in Massachusetts is one of success.
Yeah. Do the doctors feel that, too? Because then that's the other side of it. People will talk about, well, doctors are dumping out because they're not getting paid what they should be paid. But that's not really happening there, is it?
No, it's not. Doctors were some of the people who were instrumental in the design of our health reform in Massachusetts. They were right at the table with us because doctors want to provide care, and they don't want to see their patients unable to access care because they can't afford it, because they don't have health care coverage. So doctors like the fact that the people that are coming in to see them have an insurance card, have coverage, and they're more likely to adhere to their treatment that way.
Yeah. The healthcare for all, you've got a hotline, and our people, you mentioned this, so people are blowing up the helpline, so you're knocking down the questions for some of the confusion, right?
Absolutely. Our helpline, we have about 7 or 8 helpline counselors who take calls in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Italian, actually, now, too. They take about 40,000 calls a year from people all over Massachusetts who want help with their health care. And we've seen the number of callers has really exploded since 2007 as people have all these new options. And we're expecting that those numbers to even go up again toward the end of this year in October, when people start signing up for the new federal subsidized coverage, and again even more into 2014 as things move forward. So the role of these patient navigators, the people who can walk people through the system, sign them up for insurance, is so critical. That's another lesson that other states should really take from Massachusetts, that you need people to help explain this to them. Health insurance is incredibly complicated. The healthcare system is incredibly complicated. I do this for a living, and I get letters in the mail from my insurance company, and I bring them into work, and I show them to our helpline counselor and say, can you explain this to me? And they can explain it to me in a really easy way that I can understand, and that's really key, to have those people on the ground.
Yeah, patient navigators. I push for that. I hope that, your organization, the Healthcare for All, wouldn't it be great if we had that across the board in other states? Because I guarantee you, you'd get 40,000 calls from name a state. People are very confused about healthcare coverage.
Easily, and we have a national partner that we work with in our building called Community Catalyst, and what they do is they go out in across the country. They work in, I think, 30, maybe almost 40 states, working to set up organizations like ours to really help folks, and everyone in the country should have the same advantages that residents of Massachusetts have in accessing to an organization like Healthcare for All.
Yeah. Matt Noyes, thanks. Great talking to you. We look forward to talking to you in the future.
That's great. Kate, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, bye.
time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Danica Patrick could dump her husband and hook up with another driver. I'll give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, if you can tell me the name of that driver. You just call Charles in Charge at 855-266-5283. I'm feeling generous. $7 billion. So President Obama raised $738.5 million for his reelection campaign, almost as much as the record $745 million he brought in 4 years later. This is all that Federal Election Commission filings, and they got to file them, so it's on the record what it is. then you start to squeeze all the numbers and add them all up, and the amount is incredible. The final price tag for the entire 2012 election, all the way across the board, meaning everything, spent by the candidates, parties, outside groups, super PAC committees, all that stuff, fundraising, all that stuff. The whole election, that's all we care about, $7 billion, most expensive election ever. So Obama raised $1.5 billion for his two White House bids. That's crazy. I mean, is that not crazy? And he was the first guy in 2008 to turn down taxpayer money for the primary general election campaigns. He did the same in 2012, as did Mitt Romney. So, you know, you go from there and you look at those numbers. It's just absolutely crazy. Romney spent $17.3 million in the closing weeks of 2012. Then you add up all his expenses, and the campaign owes $825,000 plus to that's all that's left, I think, to a telemarketing company. But wow, because then you got all these debts, you know. So David Axelrod, he's got an IOU from the president, and because I'm not going to go through all their debts, but he owes him $300,000 and another $153,000 to the political consulting firm that he founded, that Axelrod founded. Then it's nice to be in the media production world. $866,000 for media production, and then $254,000 to the Democratic National Committee for telemarketing. It's very expensive to win, isn't it? There's just something wrong about that. To get elected in this country, it costs $7 billion. I mean, because we're talking about everything. It's just insanity. And then the other candidates mixing that in and throwing that in there. Wow. Mind-blowing. I mean, I looked at that number like three times. I knew it was high, but I guess I didn't really think it was going to be $7 billion. That's an incredible number. No poor guys getting elected in this country. No way, no how. This was sad. 25 dead, 101 hurt. What happened? Mexican oil company blast, and it was in Mexico City. It's a state-owned oil company, and it happened Thursday. Three floors of the building just sky high, just a large plume of smoke flying around the Mexico City, the outer ring of it. Rescuers scurrying to try to go through all the rubble because it was a nightmare. The debris was everywhere. They thought some people were still trapped and they might be able to get to them. The explosion was a shocker. The lights went out and then there was tons of debris, and some people were able to get out. Other people were just completely trapped. Some were hurt, and obviously it was just ugly. There were people that were killed in that. And they're still trying to figure out. I mean, it's a huge company. Pemex has been around since the 30s, I want to say. As many times I've been to Mexico, you see it all over the place. And they have, you know, oodles of people that work for them, and they produce almost 2.5 million barrels of crude a day, and they have like $111 billion in sales. This is going to cut into that, certainly. But what was it that caused the explosion is what I would be, that's what I want to know. I want to know what's happening and what that was that caused that. And they're searching around and trying to figure out what it was, but they know that it certainly shook that 14-story building. They haven't found out for sure. I wonder if it was foul play. I mean, they don't even want to speculate because they're worried about what it could be. And with the scene with pulling out all those bodies, never good on any television news set, whether it's in Mexico or wherever. And in Mexico, it was pretty shocking to the people to watch them comb through, like I said, all the debris that was all over the place. Here's a story that we talked about for a long time on the show. We were talking about the death penalty. This is a shocker to a lot of people. I'm a proponent of the death penalty because I think some things are just so heinous and deserve to be punished to the ultimate level of a lethal injection. However, with every I and T and Z and Y accounted for, not just a haphazard evidence and, ooh, it's a little shaky, especially with DNA now. So there's this Texas woman that was convicted of just a brutal murder and robbery of a neighbor. And she's going to become the first woman executed in the U.S. since 2010. She was supposed to get the needle on Tuesday. She got a little bit of a stay here. There was no question that the evidence just was overwhelming, and that the final phase of her trial, that's when they do that. And there was two other murders a decade earlier that they think could have been hers, but they got her for this one. And the evidence showed that the Kimberly McCarthy is the woman's name, showed that the person that she murdered's finger was hacked off with a butcher knife so they could so she could steal the wedding ring. Oh, that is cold. I mean, there was no doubt about it. She was getting everything she could, and then some. But that's been booted now for a couple of months, and then she'll become the first woman since 2010 once that officially happens. Winter X Games snowmobiler. I've seen a couple of the Winter X Games. It's pretty cool stuff, actually, and very popular, certainly with younger people. They can tell you who the names of a lot of these superstars are for that sport. The kid's name was Caleb Moore, and he, even though he grew up in Texas, he was all about the snow. He did really crazy, complicated tricks on a snowmobile, which is what made him such an instant star. And there is this freestyle snowmobile category that he competed in, and he was hurt at the games in Colorado. He was hurt in a crash. He died on Thursday morning. He was just 25 years old. And he was the first death in the 18-year history of the X Games. Hard to believe that the X Games too have been around for that long. I can't believe that it's been almost two decades. And I mean, this is a guy who, he was trying a backflip in the freestyle event in Aspen last week when the skis on the snowmobile caught the lip of the landing area. If you know anything about snowmobiles, so it sent him flying over the handlebars, and he landed face first into the snow, and the snowmobile, which is always the dangerous part, rolled over him. And you know, they tried to get him up and thought concussion, and he was bleeding around his heart. And you know, obviously, sadly, the rest is history, because the kid was super exciting to watch. The little I know about X Games, as I mentioned, he's one of the guys that I had watched. So it's too bad, because he definitely was somebody who was fearless, and I guess you could say that's the way he died, since he was willing to push it to the limit as much as he could. He absolutely did that. So there you go, wrapping up this hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show? You know what I like to say. Send them to me. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and in the words of Tony Soprano, let the words fly, the prose, bada bing.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.